Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. 2020 headlines have seemed to be COVID, 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 election, and COVID. And this seems like all people have been wanting to talk about this year. And to a large extent, that is what we've been talking about on the podcast as well. But we thought it would be a good chance to talk about it some more and look back and see what we learned from the arrival of COVID. And in some areas, where the world may never be the same. We're going to reinforce some topics we have touched on in the past and some new ones as well. And because Provenance is a financial planning and investment firm, we'll discuss two investment related and two financial planning related topics.
Yeah, so 2020 has certainly been an interesting year and COVID is by no means over. So I'm sure there'll be more takeaways as this continues to evolve. But something that has really amazed me is how quickly things changed, how fragile life is, how fragile the world and many aspects of life can be. We're not claiming to have all the answers today, but we did want to share a couple of planning and investment tips we thought were most relevant in the wake of the pandemic.
So our first planning related topic is something we have discussed before, but was incredibly important then and is likely more important now. And that is having an emergency fund. I always use the example of needing this if your car broke down or unexpectedly losing your job. And I think for many, many people this year, they found out firsthand how important having an emergency fund could be.
Job loss was clearly the biggest problem throughout the pandemic. Over 21 million people lost their jobs due to COVID or somewhat related to COVID. And what makes this even different than prior recessions is that unemployment benefits were enhanced and many households received checks in the mail. The cash disbursements to individuals and families have never happened before. So that to some extent really cushioned the blow for many and kind of masked the need for an emergency fund.
But let's say you didn't have an emergency fund and didn't get any government help and instead skipped those steps and invested all your savings in the market. And when you most needed those funds the most, those investments just fell over 30% like the market did back in March. And then you had to sell those at a time when the market was at a loss for the year and was clearly not a good time to sell. That is why having an emergency fund is so important, and that emergency fund shouldn't be invested in something that's going to be volatile like the stock market, and instead should be in something very safe and very liquid.
Just to reiterate what Shane said, the reason for the emergency fund is really a couple of reasons. First, we want it there in case something unexpected happens like a global pandemic or a recession, and that allows you to not have to tap into your investments. In reality, this allows your investments to pursue a more growth-oriented strategy. As a reminder for most professionals or most individuals and families out there, we'd recommend something in the range of 6 to 12 months worth of expenses set aside somewhere safe in case of emergency. And if you don't have that, we would recommend or suggest that something worth working towards. Also, as a general reminder, just keeping it somewhere safe does not mean in cash, like in your pocket or in your closet. A savings account or money market is a good route to take there.
Great, great things to keep in mind. So again, please create an emergency fund if you don't have one, or make sure it's large enough if something would happen in the future.
Our first investment-related idea is that the stock market is not the economy and that the economy is not the stock market. We keep getting a lot of questions. Why is the market up when the economy is so bad? For instance, through the end of the third quarter of 2020, the S&P 500 was up 5.6%. The market peaked prior to the pandemic on February 19th. Bottomed on March 23rd, down over 30%, and then recovered. Third quarter numbers aren't in yet, but year over year through the end of the second quarter, GDP dropped 9%, and quarter over quarter, it dropped 31.4%. That's an incredible decline. In short, the market dropped far before the economy actually deteriorated, and the stock market has recovered much quicker than the economy.
So one of the reasons for this is that the market is forward-looking. The market cares more about what you will do in the future than what you did in the past. Investors care more about what next quarter's earnings are going to be than what last quarter's earnings were. As we discussed in episode 59, when we discussed valuations of companies, one way to determine the current price you should pay for a company is based upon your forecast of their future earnings, discounted back to today, not their past earnings.
So markets are always looking for clues and taking information, trying to glean where things are headed, which is why the market tends to be ahead of the economy. Since we are sports guys, we thought we would use a sports analogy. If you are playing defense in football and want to intercept a pass, the best way to do that is to anticipate where the ball is going to be as opposed to where the ball actually is. Not being over aggressive and jumping the gun too quickly can lead to a terrible outcome, but the more clues you can gather, how the wide receiver sets up, the route that he runs, the eyes of the quarterback, etc. All of these are potential clues and can allow you, the defender, to make a better decision. The same works for investing in markets. If you want to make the best returns, you need to identify opportunities before everyone else does. And this is why the market is so forward-looking and well ahead of the economy.
Another one of the classic Joe Carl analogies. I love it. But again, very important to know. I always like to say that the stock market and the economy will follow similar paths over longer time frames, but especially over the short term, they're not the same thing.
The other thing that matters is how much expectations impact markets. We knew earnings would be bad during the second and third quarter because of COVID, but how bad? Worse than expected or better? And what about expectations for the future? Will the economy better than it is today or worse? I have not lived through all stock market history, so I cannot say for certain, but I would guess with rather some high conviction that this was one of the most uncertain times for earnings, especially the second quarter, where essentially the entire country was on lockdown. But markets were focused on the future. The economy was strong before COVID. We had massive stimulus from the federal government, and Federal Reserve was extremely accommodative. There's progress on a vaccine and on the health front. The greater reliance on technology could allow our economy to be more productive after the virus. All of these factors really allowed markets to focus on things further into the future and not necessarily the massive uncertainty that we had throughout the virus.
So on to our second planning topic, and this is one that not many people like to discuss, but it is very important. And this topic became more important when something like COVID unexpectedly came along. And that is having a plan in place for your future, specifically should something happen and you pass away. This is important for everyone, but especially important if you are married, and even more important if you have kids to consider. This includes things like estate planning documents and life insurance, both of which we spend a lot of time discussing with our clients.
Again, this is not a fun discussion to have, but this is incredibly important to take into consideration. And COVID really illustrates how fragile life can be. I'm not sure if we will have another global pandemic anytime soon, but people do get sick. There are car crashes. There are unfortunate events in life. Estate planning documents include things like wills, trusts, and power of attorney documents. A big one is who would take care of your children should something happen to you or your spouse. This is a big decision to make, and thinking about putting it in place the necessary documents is incredibly important, as it allows you to make the right decisions when things are normal. And in the event something does happen, you know things will be carried out how you wish they would be.
Life insurance can also make a lot of sense for a lot of people. In most cases, your options are simply term insurance or permanent insurance. Term is cheaper, has a set payment and a set time frame. Permanent is just that, permanent, as long as you pay the necessary premiums, but is also more costly.
There are many, many different types of insurance, and we could really have an entire episode on that subject alone. But the important point to consider here is whether or not you should have insurance in the first place. And if you should, do you have enough? Two factors that will really impact that are whether or not you have a family to support and a home to consider as well, or a mortgage. Again, not the most exciting topic, but as COVID illustrated, things can change quickly and unexpectedly. Our second investment topic has to do with the potential of living in a new type of world. A lot has changed in our lives since COVID hit home back in March. We've also seen this from an investment standpoint.
So one thing we kept hearing when we spoke to investment managers in March and April was that 5 years of innovation had all occurred or would occur within a few months because of COVID. The best example is something Joe and I use every day and are using now. I no longer drive to Fort Lauderdale, where we gather into a conference room with a please be quiet recording in session sign on the door to record our podcast. We do it all by Zoom. Great example of how the world has changed and investment opportunities have changed as well.
So COVID has really been a challenging situation for many businesses given the social distancing restrictions put in place. Companies like Macy's, American Airlines, and others. But not all of these are the same. For example, the airlines, cruise lines, restaurants will probably fully recover someday. They just need to navigate the current environment. Others, however, have been permanently disrupted. These are companies like Macy's, Best Buy, etc., really in the retail sector, and these have been struggling for years, and this may be the final straw. A lot of shopping has moved online, and for those who are still going to the store, they no longer really have the opportunity because of COVID and may never go back.
Airlines were an industry that were severely hurt by COVID, but were a strong industry prior. Future travel will likely slow for business travel, as we have all seen that face-to-face contact isn't always necessary to do business, and how easy Zoom actually is. Vacation travel will likely take a long time to get back to pre-COVID levels as well.
Energy industry, especially in regard to oil, has had a bumpy ride as well. During our commodity episode, we went into detail about the struggle in the oil industry during March as consumers used less oil. They were just traveling less. Alternative energy sources have been gaining traction for years and likely have a bigger future. That, along with possible outcomes after the election, could start showing further strains within the oil industry.
On the flip side of the coin, some firms and industries have done incredibly well during COVID. These firms have been things like online retail, such as Amazon, and I don't think I need to go into the investment case for Amazon during COVID. Home improvement companies like Home Depot have done very well, as it seems like everybody was doing improvements as they spent more time at home, and technology companies in general, as more things were done from home, on the computer, cell phone, and through TVs. And even things like doctor visits are increasingly virtual.
We went over a lot of things here, but probably the main point that we want to get across is the benefits of merging the planning aspects with the investment strategy. The world can change really quick, and by having planning things in place, it gives you the peace of mind to know that you have a buffer and that things will be handled according to your wishes. That will also allow you to make better decisions when crazy times like this arise. It will help you make more logical decisions as opposed to more emotional ones when the sky is falling.
So in many ways, as we discussed, COVID has changed the world. There were four of the main areas that we think either changed or more emphasis should be put on in the future. Emergency funds are the first bucket we suggest starting to build up before thinking about other areas such as investments. Second, the stock market and the economy are not the same. Third, thinking about and planning for the worst case scenario is not a fun topic, but incredibly important. And lastly, COVID has changed the economy and thus future investment opportunities. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@probwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors and Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.